The fourth industrial revolution will impact our lives completely. It will not only change how we communicate, how we produce, how we consume, it will change actually us, our own identity, and of course gives life to such policies and developments like smart traffic, smart government, smart cities. What we will see is that everything will be integrated into a ecosystem driven by big data and driven particularly by close cooperation also of governments with business, civil society. And this revolution will come at a breathtaking speed. It will be like a tsunami. And actually, it's not just a digital revolution. It's digital, of course, physical, it's nanotechnology, but it's also biological. And so three dimension provides a particular force to this revolution. So what the World Economic Forum is doing is to promote this public-private cooperation to master the fourth industrial revolution. The fourth industrial revolution will have multifold impacts. Of course, every industry will be digitalized, will be disintermediated, and has to define a new business model. But it's not only business which is affected, it's government which has to move over to agile government, it is society as a whole, with the danger of job losses, but also with the need to reskill and upskill people fast. So there's an impact on society. So we will have to prepare very well for this revolution. And I feel that the Asian countries with a relatively young population can manage and master this revolution easier compared to other countries in the world. What is particularly important is the educational system. We have to change the educational system, which is still very much anchored. Even in the 19th century, we have to adapt it to the need to change continuously, for example, jobs. So the new educational system has not only been aiming at developing digital capabilities, and I should add ethical norms, but it also has to be based on a lifelong educational system.